Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and Merry Christmas. Christmas has arrived, a great day of celebration, a day of transformation, a day of new life and great hope for all of us and for the whole world. The church leads us down this path through Advent. We've been walking together to the celebration of this great day when literally everything changed. With God's gift of his beloved Son to the world, he's bringing about the salvation of the human race. I mean, Christmas is about gift-giving. It's about gift-giving and sharing life and good food and fellowship and love with family members. But it's people gathered around a fundamental truth. And we can celebrate. We can celebrate with joy no matter what the circumstances in our life might be, because God has acted in his Son. God has given us his Son. And the human race has a future, and the future is in Jesus Christ. And the miracle of the incarnation is the transformational event, the beginning of God's final work of salvation, the complete work of his salvation to give the human race an opportunity to be united to him, to share his life, become partakers of the divine nature, to pass from this life to the next, and to share in everything that belongs to Jesus. Jesus humbled himself, the eternal Son of God, the Word of God from the beginning. He humbled himself and became one of us and took on human flesh. And we see this beautiful picture of the baby in a manger. The King of the universe, the Lord of all, became one of us and humbled himself and became the weakest of all, trusting in his Father. And God's plan, the Father's plan, is to save a fallen race of people, people made in his image and likeness, who because of sin and rebellion are distanced from God, separated from God. And as St. Paul says in Ephesians, a people who live without hope in the world, subject to powers beyond their own strength at this point. We're subject to the powers of sin and death. That's the ultimate experience of life and destiny of the human race, is we're born to die, and we end up dying separated from God because we're a race of people that were made by God, made for his glory, but because of sin have fallen from glory and are separated from God and can't be united to God and the life of God, which is eternal, and a life of God that alone can restore us. And so God sends Jesus. God himself comes and takes on human flesh for the purpose of raising humanity back to glory. That little infant has on his shoulders the whole work of salvation for the human race. He's the most threatening person on the planet in that moment against the kingdoms of dark, the kingdom of darkness and all the forces of darkness. He's the one who alone can destroy the power of the world, the flesh, and the devil. And Jesus has come to do it. Why? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever would believe in him would not die but have everlasting life. This is about God's salvation. This is about God's provision. This is God's great story reaching its most dramatic point, the story of God in his mercy and his tender love and his compassion saving his people. On this day of gift-giving, let's remember each one of us is being offered this precious and holy gift. This is a day of decision. It's a day to say yes to the gift of mercy. And Jesus stands at the door of each and every one of our hearts and says, he's knocking on that door and he's asking us, calling out to us to open the door so that he can give himself to us, to you. And he asks us, do you want this offer of salvation? Do you want to become my child? Do you want to follow me? Do you want to inherit what belongs to me? It's yours if you repent. If you say yes to the diagnosis of God about the human condition, if you say yes for your need for salvation and to confess your sins to Jesus and to surrender your life to him and to remember your baptism, or to say yes to the future grace of baptism, to receive the offer of God's mercy and salvation that begins here on this day on Christmas. And I just want to read the section from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, the birth of Jesus, and in particular, the shepherds and the angels, which is such a touching moment. And you see something about God's nature, and God's about to save the world, and the most important thing that ever happened in human history doesn't happen in the throne room of a king or a president or people of power, but it happens in a manger among the poor and the simple. And who does God reveal his mystery to? Not only reveal, but to whom does he entrust this work of salvation? But a beautiful, simple, pure virgin, Mary, who has no power in this world, no name recognition, no brand, no nothing, and God is moved by her. She touches God's heart. God, who prepared her for this moment, in this humility and purity, God is communicating to the world about what he values. And when he wants to entrust to the world his most precious possession, his own son, who does he entrust him to? To the powerful, to the rich, to the self-important, to the highly educated? To who? To a poor, simple, humble woman who's pure, whose heart is turned toward God, who loves God, who walks in his ways, who walks in his commandments, who loves him, and who is fundamentally trustworthy and can understand the reality of God's mystery unfolding within her. And then the story goes on to say, who does he speak to? Who does he announce it to? He sends his angels to announce it to poor shepherds as well. So let's read this story. Chapter 2, verse 8 and following, it says, "And in that region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with fear." That's that holy fear that grips the human heart. When we touch the holiness of God, we begin to get a glimpse of his greatness, his majesty, his power, and his glory. Verse 10 goes on. It says, "And the angel said to them, 'Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you, and you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased.' When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and a baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying which had been told them concerning the child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherd told them. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them." That precious scene that hopefully you've heard before and we've heard so many times, the beautiful scene of how God himself, God the Father, how he decided to bring about the salvation of the world in humility, in a world that's alienated from him. Again, he didn't go to the place of power and the place of influence. Friends, this is such an important thing for us to see what God values. And God's offer, the value of that offer. How precious is the Son of God. The heavens rejoice. The whole choir of the angels of heaven are singing, "Glory to God. The great moment has come. His beloved Son is working the miracle of all miracles. He's taken on human flesh. Human flesh that was destined to be eternally separated from God, literally condemned and without hope," as I said earlier. And they declare the great praise now and the hope of God's salvation. And who is it? It's a Savior. It's Jesus. Emmanuel, God with us. His name means Savior. Savior who is Christ the Lord. Those are essentially titles. You know, Jesus is the one who comes to rescue us. And what is he saving us from? He's saving us from the powers, as I said earlier, of sin and death. Every single human being, no matter how much their life might glitter, no matter how much they may have accomplished in this world, every single human being stands in need of salvation, because every single human being is trapped in sin and sin's power, which produces death. every human being was made by God, for God, destined to live life and share life with God forever. We can't reach our destiny. That's why human life has no hope without God, without Jesus Christ, without a Savior. And God did literally what is utterly impossible, and you see how serious sin is, that the Son of God had to humble himself to become one of us so that he could save us, he could raise us up, he could become one of us and give to God what belongs to God, the radical trust and obedience and love and surrender, which was lived out through his whole life and perfectly manifested on the cross. Jesus, this wonderful, beautiful, perfect child, was born to die on a cross. He came on a mission, and that mission was to die for you and me, to literally put away sin and death through his death on a cross. He's the one who's personally offering you salvation. He's offering you a way out. He wants you to be able to receive it and to declare that Jesus Christ is my Savior. And Christ is the long-awaited Messiah of the Jews. It means the anointed one, the one filled with the Holy Spirit. This is who the angels are declaring that time has reached its fulfillment now. It's pregnant. This is the moment when God's salvation, which was anticipated and proclaimed by the prophets, is now coming to be in the person of Jesus. And he's the Messiah of Israel, who's meant to be a light to all the nations, to the whole world, not just to the people of Israel, but through the people of Israel, from the tribe of David, coming through the line of King David, this King, Jesus Christ, the Messiah of the Jews, is the one who has the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And he can save because he's the one who has the power to give to human flesh, to you and to me, the power of a new life, the gift of the Holy Spirit. And finally, he's Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord, the one they celebrate. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. And that'll be demonstrated throughout his life when he comes to establish the kingdom of God, and he begins to bring the full reign of God in his person to this earth. And he declares that he's the Lord, that all power and authority belongs to him. And he's come to bring back, to take away, to destroy the work of the enemy, the counter king, the usurper, Satan and his kingdom, who has enslaved the human race and has attempted to plant his flag in God's creation and to capture the image of God in man and to destroy it and to mock it and to enslave it. And Jesus came to set us free. He's the Lord. And we know Scripture tells us so clearly. Jesus is now exalted at the right hand of God. That child, that baby born in Bethlehem, humble, weak, powerless, seemingly in the moment, he becomes ultimately the victorious king who's exalted at the right hand of the Father in human flesh. Humanity has been glorified in the person of Jesus Christ, and he's the one to whom every knee will bow and every tongue will confess to the glory of God the Father that Jesus Christ, Mary's son, is Lord forever and ever. God bless you. Have a wonderful celebration. Merry Christmas to you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.